Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ball knocked away from Heald. Squirts right to Kuminga. Back cut. Nice. Waters down the lane. They hammered it down with a right hand. Nasty dunk by Waters, who's having an unbelievable night. 19 points for Lindy Waters.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings with you live from Chase Center. The great Tim Roy. So great to hear him back on the airwaves this time of year, as always. Really for the next five, hopefully maybe even 6 months, if we're counting our chickens before they hatch. But a big reason after game four, the Warriors are 3-1, was that man you heard in the highlight, Lindy Waters III. He just had one of the best lines I've ever heard at the podium, which was, as the reporter asked him, you know, how's it feel to, you know, step into your spot? Again, like what I was talking about prior to the break, just being ready, staying confident, staying ready, staying selfless. That, to me, is the definition of a healthy ego that Curry was actually talking about, not Klay Thompson. And Lindy Waters III said, I got a strap on me. I just wake up and I can shoot it no matter if I'm playing or if I'm not. Look, I realize it's only four games, and if you want to call in and tell me to pump the brakes, feel free, 888-957-9570. I'm not about to predict that the Warriors are going to go on some miraculous championship run, but all I'm going to say is the vibes are really good around this basketball team right now, and they have been. I feel like a lot of people are waiting for the shoe to drop, and look, I have my reservations about how deep or far this team can go. I think before the season, I had them at about the same amount of wins as last year, but I felt like it was going to look different. You know, I'm not willing to move off the 46 wins mark yet, but a win like tonight gives you, and I think the Warriors more importantly, a lot of confidence that you can go win a game without Steph. Last year, Steph Curry missed 8 games. It was probably the healthiest he's been since his mid-20s. But the Warriors were 3-5 in games that he missed. And I haven't gone through all the opponents, but the Pelicans aren't a bad team. And yes, they were dealing with their injuries, just like the Warriors are. DeJounte Murray, their big prize possession from the offseason, was out. Trey Murphy III, who got a bag, unlike Kuminga, was out. And the Warriors beat them down two of their top, I would say, you know, three or four guys, depending on where you put Wiggins. But also, Melton is a guy that the Warriors, he hasn't played and shot it very well to begin the season, but they're expecting him to contribute, and I think he helps them defensively. And the Warriors still defended at a high level tonight. They forced 23 turnovers. They still shot it well from three-point range. They made 21 threes. This is a team that, and that was one of my questions in Warriors Live, was how would they continue to get those shots up? Could they make them at an efficient clip? And then also defensively, how this thing was going to look, especially when we got the news that three of the starting lineup spots would need to be filled because Wiggins, Curry, out, JK, got benched. So they responded with Pods, Moody, as well as Hield. Hield did not play very well in the first half. Lindy Waters, the third, basically replaced him going into the third quarter until Hield eventually found his stroke and got it going. Moody, I thought, was solid and consistent. Probably what you want from somebody starting in that opening lineup, though he got torched defensively. The Warriors as a whole got torched defensively. I think Moody just probably caught the brunt of it. But the 510, thank you, on the Comcast Business text line. I think this stat is indicative of how much the game began, or the way that it began, and the way that it ended. Buddy Hield started 1-for-9. He finished 9-for-9. It was a flurry. And really, I think it was an infectious feeling that has, again, it was permeating through the Portland and Utah game. But those teams aren't very good. The Clippers game, that's one that, you know, you wonder how much to take from it. This is also a game you wonder how much to take from it because the Warriors do have to back it up tomorrow night. And why not get greedy? I mean, going 1-1, if you asked me earlier today, and we were on I was on with Matt Steinmetz, and we were discussing, okay, well, if the Warriors can go 1-1 against the Pelicans, to me that is a win, right? Because you're down Curry, you're down Wiggins, you're down Melton. If you can win tomorrow night, that gives me a lot of confidence that this thing might just be for real, that there is some sustainability behind the depth that the Warriors have preached and promised so far to begin this regular season. And the man who's been preaching that, Steve Kerr, if we have it, Cam, was at the podium not too long ago. Here's what he had to say about the Warriors' 124-106 win against the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll get that for you in just a minute. But again, Steve Kerr, you also got to tip your cap to him so far with what he's done this season. And again, four games. They started 5-1 last year. They started 6-2 last year. But for Steve Kerr to get the buy-in that he has so far and to be able to make a decision like benching Jonathan Kuminga, but still, again,
if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Trying to figure out the best way to use Kuminga. We talked about it on Warriors This Week on Saturday. How would the Warriors address the Kuminga conundrum? And to me, it has to do more so with the Wiggins and Kuminga pairing, because I think right now they're in sort of similar places. But how would the Warriors navigate that? And I think they broached it probably when they didn't need to, right? This is an obvious night where Kuminga is going to have to start, and he's going to have to play a lot of minutes. But instead, Steve Kerr opted, I think, to do what was best for Kuminga, and that's with pair him with a grouping coming off the bench that is a little long, is a little shorter, and can provide a little more shooting. So I thought JK played pretty well after his first stint. Cam, do we have Kerr by chance? All right, let's go to the podium right now. Steve Kerr in its entirety talking about the Warriors' near 20-point win against the Pelicans. Here he is.
What do you feel like the biggest key was turning things around at the top of that second quarter there?
I just think, you know, playing without two starters and another guy in Melt, who's one of our first guys off the bench, it's an adjustment. So first quarter, we were just trying to get a feel and obviously struggled to make shots. But I just liked the fact that we kept poised and everybody who came off the bench played well and made a big impact. And, you know, that's all we talked about in the first quarter, that a couple timeouts. Just it's a long game. We'll get there. But we took care of the ball, 8 turnovers for the whole game, which always is going to give us a chance to win. And then our defense kicked in, and obviously Lindy Waters came in and lit it up and changed the game.
Spotlight's obviously on Jonathan entering his fourth season. You moved him to the bench tonight. He plays a season high in minutes. I'm just curious on your perspective on where he's at rotationally with you. I guess why the move to the bench and what you.
Well, without Steph and Wiggs, I didn't want to start Trace, Draymond, and JK. I wanted a little more spacing, and I knew it would be a JK game. I knew he would play a lot because he's played well against this team. The matchups are good for him. And so I told him before the game, you're going to play a lot. It's just, this is just about combinations and, you know, getting a little more spacing on the floor to start. So all it is just shuffling the lineup to try to get the right 5-man grouping on there. But without Steph and Wiggs, to me it didn't make sense to start the three bigs without those guards.
You've mentioned how much you want to play Lindy, and he's kind of been buried because of a numbers game. Obviously, you know, it opens up for him tonight because of the injuries, but how hard is he going to make it for you to get him off the floor?
Well, we've decided we're going to have a 13-man rotation now. We're going to go from 12 to 13. I've said it since day one of camp. This guy's a ball player. The game flows when he's out there. It's not just because he's a good shooter. He's a good basketball player. It's the shots that he doesn't take because of his patience. It's the cuts that he makes to the basket. It's getting into the fight defensively. From day one of camp, this guy has been one of our best players, frankly. But couldn't get him out there till tonight. And he's going to make his case for more playing time. So, I don't know. I'm just happy to have this kind of depth for nights like tonight where we're missing three guys, and it'll pay off big time for us over the course of the 82.
Well, you heard it there. I mean, he's a good basketball player. You know, Lindy Waters the third, that was the biggest reason why the Warriors changed the trajectory of this game from being down 20 to winning by 18 points and basically running away with it with a 77-point second half. I thought the team basically took the baton from Lindy. And again, he was a guy that Steve Kerr is kind of joking, but I don't know. Maybe he is going to play 13. I think he played 9 tonight in the first quarter. He ended up playing 10, you know, if you include the GP2 minutes. He played 8. And then I thought Kerr was able to kind of, you know, get him out when he needed. But the Warriors shot 46% from three, and Lindy Waters is a big part of that. He also will bring us to our Crashing the Boards segment, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Wasn't just the threes, wasn't just the plus 26, it wasn't just the 21 points. It was 8 rebounds from Lindy Waters the third. He was crashing the boards because he also had 3 offensive rebounds in this game in what has been probably the best game in his NBA career. This is something that I was looking up a little bit earlier, but Lindy Waters, so he's had 2 20-point games before this. One was in his rookie season, and one was in his sophomore season. But you got to go back to 2021-22 and then 22-23. Last year with the Thunder, he played 38 games. He did not have a single 20-point game. He has one in basically the first time he gets ample minutes for the Golden State Warriors. So that is, again, the definition of staying ready for your moment. And I thought Kerr was, you know, he's spot on. Like, he knows how to play. It also goes to show just how, honestly, how impressive the developmental system is in Oklahoma City. Like, Lindy Waters didn't play for that team. Lindy Waters averaged 7.5 minutes per game, He shot, you know, 43%. He got threes up whenever he got in games. But he largely played garbage time. And so he's also 27 years old and is not a, you know, necessarily a big name. Went to Oklahoma State, but, you know, was not a guy that just immediately came into the league, even as an undrafted free agent, and got his time. 24-year-old rookie. Now 27 years old with the Warriors. And hopefully he's found and been able to carve out a role for himself, because I think he deserves to play. Question is, will he be able to find time once the Warriors are at full strength? But again, it's great to know that the Warriors have buy-in and players like Lindy Waters III that can step in and step up when someone like Steph or Wiggins or Melton or all three of them on a night like tonight are out. The other big storyline as we kind of wind down here from the game tonight was obviously the, I think it was the second to last question from Slater to Kerr, and it was about Jonathan Kuminga. And that is a subject that absolutely needs to be broached because he was benched. Although, again, the way that Charania framed it, and I know he's not doing this. He's got a graphics team, and ESPN is trying to make a big deal about it and go viral. But the way that it was framed is him being benched in all capital letters, like he got traded or something, or, you know, like there was some breaking news, just like, yeah, he's going to the bench. Technically being benched. But he played the most minutes he had this season, and he scored 17 points. This was what I was talking about before on Warriors Live. This was supposed to be a Kuminga game. You know, this is the game that when Wiggins is out, Curry is out, he naturally is the person that probably is the first scoring option. Now, the only reason I wouldn't consider Hield that, even though he scored the most points tonight and has scored the most total points in the first four games for the Warriors, is Hield doesn't really need the ball. Like, you don't have to really call plays for Buddy Hield. He is similar to Klay Thompson in that sense. And I think for both those players, Mavs are also 3-1. They won tonight. Klay didn't have a big game, but, you know, the trade or swap, so to speak, has proved beneficial for both players. Hield doesn't need the ball. Kuminga needs the ball. And so tonight, where Pajemski, I guess Waters, you know, evolved into a shooter, but the ball-dominant players is pretty much Pajemski and Kuminga. So I thought this was going to be a big game for him. So the fact that he was benched was very surprising. But as we heard, it was just to get him into the right combinations to ideally feature his skill set. And it didn't work at first. I thought Kuminga was playing similar to how he played the first three games, which is tentative, you know, was playing kind of ISO. His handle is still needs some work, in my opinion. But overall, he was able to use his athleticism to get to the free throw line. You know, four free throws, most on the team. He can not necessarily get to the line at will. But I thought when Jonathan Kuminga, and this has sort of always been the case, when he allows the game to slow down and just kind of read and react, he plays a lot better. And that's kind of my larger point for the benching, because I don't think it's something that is going away. I think Jonathan Kuminga is coming off the bench to stay. The question is, who, when Curry and Wiggins returns, joins them in the starting lineup? And I feel like the candidate is obviously Buddy Hield. So if you're essentially swapping those two players, I think, one, it makes Kuminga, you know, a decent six-man scoring option, which is what Hield would have been anyways as a gunner. Although I still like Hield coming off the bench, but I understand if they want to move into the starting rotation. You know, how does Kuminga respond in a contract year to going from being a starter to moving to the bench? How do the Warriors plan to use him? I think it indicates to me that Kerr may not give up on the Wiggins the Wiggins-Kuminga duo, but I do think it indicates to me that he's not going to force it. Like, if they're playing well together, they're obviously going to play together, right? They both will play a lot of minutes, probably. But on nights where one of them doesn't have it going, Kerr is not going to give them a super long leash. So that's what I take away from that pairing. And in general, I also wonder, you know, I wonder what the Warriors' plan is for Kuminga this year. It's not something that's really defined through the first four games. I think they tried to give him the benefit of the doubt in the starting lineup. Didn't work out, though they won a couple of games. And so now they're trying to figure out how to best use him off the bench. It kind of similar to how what they did at the end of last season, or Kerr did at the end of last season. And you know, I don't want to look at it as stunting his growth. What I think Kerr and what he has tried to do since really midway through last season, he's prioritized defense. And prioritizing defense means prioritizing Draymond at the four. And that's right now where Kuminga is probably at his best. And so I think when he comes off the bench, he's able to play more of the four, which honestly is not a bad thing for a couple reasons. Number one, it helps JK individually. Number two, I think it can also suppress Draymond's minutes. And sure, in big games against big opponents, that's, you know, you're going to need Draymond to play. He's their best defensive player, bar none. But in a game that, you know, you're winning by a lot, Portland, Utah, tonight by the end, you don't have to play Draymond more than 30 minutes if you don't need to. You know, Draymond, I think, played 23 and a half of the first three games or averaged. He doesn't have to play 30-plus. Curry doesn't have to play 30-plus due to the depth that's on this roster. And I think Kuminga coming off the bench and using him more at the four, which he probably is, at least offensively so far in his, you know, his young career, that will also help Draymond, because Draymond is at his best when he's at the four alongside a true center, and that's Trayce Jackson-Davis or Kevon Looney or, you know, whichever one. I think Looney played more than TJD did tonight because, you know, that lineup was rolling. But Trayce Jackson-Davis needs to be in the starting lineup because it makes the Warriors better defensively. The two-man combination was their best defensive lineup last year. Pardon me. And it is, again, at least early on so far this season. So Kerr is prioritizing defense, and I think he's allowing the offense to kind of figure itself out. And the offense, to me, will always be a math game. It's always going to be how many threes that we can get up. And tonight, the threes turned from bad to good. And none more so than Buddy Hield missing 8 of his first 9 and then making his final 9. So as we kind of wind down here on Warriors wrap up, want to remind everybody that tomorrow, pretty much same time, same place, Pelicans, Warriors, Chase Center. Going to be 6 o'clock, Warriors live. Mark Grandy will have you. I'm out tomorrow. I'll see you on Saturday for the beginning of the road trip in Houston, which should be an interesting matchup between a rip-and-run team and the Rockets, who, I don't know, off to an uneven start this year against a Warriors team that has a chance to stack some W's. They have a chance to go 4-1. They can get greedy now, and that's the benefit of winning the first of a back-to-back. You can go get greedy. And so I wonder how, number one, the Warriors will play tomorrow. When do we see more Lindy Waters III? Is Wiggins back with Curry being out? Is Melton back? How does that impact the rotation? Also, what kind of adjustments do the Pelicans make? You know, do they play as individual and ISO ball as they did tonight? Do they try and move the ball around a little more? Do they switch things defensively the way they did tonight? Because I thought that also lended itself to the Warriors' ball movement. The Warriors had 34 assists and 7 turnovers. Like, anytime you have that assist-to-turnover ratio, you're generally going to kill teams, especially if you have 34 assists on 46 makes. You know, that's a lot of passing. That's a lot of probably good shots for Golden State. So they moved the ball very effectively tonight through the last three quarters. They shot the hell out of the basketball through the final three quarters, going 19 for 33. I think through the final three periods, and basically just got whatever they wanted. They were patient, they were effective, and everybody made a basket except for Kyle Anderson, who, by the way, was 0 for 9, 0 for 6 from 3. That'll hopefully come up. But he was a plus 9. Kyle Anderson had 5 steals tonight, by the way. So Slomo's not a guy that's going to light up the scoreboard, but don't let him fool you. He's a good basketball player, just like the Warriors have on this roster. They have a lot of good basketball players, and it's going to be someone's night every given night. Tonight, it was Lindy Waters III, Buddy Hield. Tomorrow, could be Moses Moody. The night after, could be Jonathan Kuminga. You know, could be Wiggins when he returns. Obviously, Curry's going to have his hand in this. But the Golden State Warriors and the vibes are good at 3-1 because they are playing team basketball. And I'm glad that it proved itself to be, at least for a night, you know, sustainable against a Pelicans team that last year was a top 6 seed, and I'm sure his aspirations to be so again. So, in the meantime, big thank you to everybody back in our studio. Big thank you to Cameron Williams, our network coordinator here for 95.7 The Game. Big thank you to Chris O'Connell, I believe, back there cutting up. Carter Chickering also checked in. Not sure if he was back cutting, but shout out to everybody back in the studio cutting the Golden State Warriors tonight and helping us out here on Warriors Wrap-Up. Live from Chase Center, my name is Evan Giddings, signing off after the Golden State Warriors one final time defeat the New Orleans Pelicans 124-106, 3-1. We'll see if they can get greedy and wrap up the back-to-back with two dubs tomorrow. In the meantime, take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Go Dubs.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.